In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Monday episode of Kev.
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
Behind the scenes note, usually when we connect to record, we always do the intro just to test our audio levels. And for some reason, I forgot the intro, and it's been like 6 years.
It's been 6 years, and your dementia finally set in with the podcast.
I was like, yeah, and today on the show.
Welcome back. My name's Motek. We never have said that before in the podcast.
Hi, I'm Steve.
What if we did that? Like, no one knew your name, and we went with Motek the whole time, and then I accidentally slipped Kevin because I never call you Motek.
Well, believe it or not, there's people in your building that do that, but I won't name any names.
Who calls you Motek?
No, people that go by names that aren't their names.
Oh, that's just Radio 101, baby. I mean, people know my name. It's in my damn username. Like, it's like some people don't even think that's my real name. I'm like, it's the username. See, it's right there. It's so easy.
Our old boss that went to Florida, that's not his name. And I don't know what his real name is, but.
Oh, this is funny. Like, I've actually been to places where they like events where they put Andrew Hoodie. Obviously, Hoodie's not my last name, but they put Hoodie as my last name, and I can't get it. I had troubles getting into the place because they see my ID and like, you don't have a Y on your name. I'm like, well, and I got to call the person like, hey, I'm here. They won't let me in.
Pretty sneaky, Andrew. Mr. Hood.
Mr. Hood, put a Y on your last name.
Gotta wake up pretty early in the morning to get me.
Get me on this one. But we have a jam-packed show today. Not only are we talking about everything that got announced on Disney Plus Day, what did and what did not get announced probably is what better to talk about, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. We're talking about Marvel's Avengers. Yes, once again, maybe the last update for forever, we could potentially see next week and a half from now. Something, the MCU is coming to the Smithsonian later this week. We'll talk about that. And there's a Spider-Man trailer coming out apparently on Tuesday. Curse of this podcast, obviously.
Oh, who knows? But we will see. Give me one second.
Yes. Kevin's audio switched. So that is an issue we're also facing. Kevin's computer doesn't know if it wants to do the microphone or if it wants to do the computer audio. So there might be just a little pause in here in this podcast. Kevin just trying to figure out what's going off his computer.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it together. Trying to keep everything on target for you guys.
You know, we like to keep on target, not on Walmart. That's how we roll in this podcast.
Stay on target.
Stay on target. But you can keep up to date on everything we're talking about and so much more by going to hot995.com/crisiscrew. Or Kevin, where can they go for that social medias?
At @infinite_pods on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. Literally every Disney Plus announcement was up there. I was like, you know what? We're not just going to make our own tweets on it. We're just going to give people the news. Just retweet it. It's easier. That's what people want.
And that's what they did anyway, so it's kind of...
I know, it was one big tweet thread. I saw someone tweeting, like, it was Anakin to Padme, the meme, where like, oh, we're not doing that, right? We're not. And then Anakin's like, oh, we are. Is Disney Plus just making the one big announcement a long-ass thread that you got confused or lost on if you were late to the party?
Yeah, I was definitely... I think, is this going to be a thing we watch? Like, a whole, like, presentation? Like, no, it was just tweets.
No, yeah, that's the thing. And then sometimes some of the things were presentations on Disney Plus that you're like, oh, okay, I see what you did there.
Pretty sneaky, Disney.
Pretty sneaky. Pretty but we'll sneaky. Get to that later. But Kevin, we always start the podcast properly of what you're watching and what you're playing. And because it is a Monday, Kevin, you get to go first.
Yes, and today, since today is what you're playing, I have been playing the Grand Theft Auto Remastered Edition that came out on the 11th, I believe it was.
11th, 12th, yeah. One of those. It came out early for digitally, then physically. It's a weird thing, but it's out now at least, yeah.
Thanks for our friends at Rockstar for hooking us up with that. That was really nice of you. I will say the reports that come out are true. It's really buggy. Like, it's buggy as I don't know what.
Well, because it's weird because they've had a remastered version of it before, sort of, but it's really just, oh, we're porting it to the 360, I think, back in the day, and then put that on Xbox One and stuff like that. But this is a true, like, remaster, re-upping of everything. So that's where the bugs are kind of happening, right?
Yeah, like, it was also, like, the first mission in Grand Theft Auto 3 is a mission in the rain. And when it rains on this game, you can't see anything.
Oh.
No matter what you do on your TV, your Xbox video settings, you just can't see. Like, it's bad. And they'll obviously patch it up in upcoming weeks and months, and it'll be fine probably, like, 2 months from now.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I'm still having fun with it.
That's good.
It's like, it's like a walk down gaming memory lane. It's like, well, I remember I was actually in school when this game came out, and everybody's talking about it. Did you do this? You know, if you go over here and you get this thing, you can do this thing. And then, of course, I didn't do this on 4 and 5, but I'm back to using cheat codes.
Good. That's why I feel like that's the thing. Like, GTA has always had cheat codes, like Saints Row 2, because, you know, that's kind of the knockoff version of GTA. But I feel like in GTA 5, it was like, but it ruins the integrity of this cinematic masterpiece of this game by putting the cheat codes in.
Exactly, but Grand Theft Auto 3 was just like, okay, I have 5 stars, L1, R1, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down. Okay, cool, sweet. Number 1 stars.
Well, now you just call, you have to call Lester and pay for it now.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, like you said, 4 and 5 was so cinematic. And this is more kind of just like back to the days. Like, you go here, you shoot these people, we come back. Mm-hmm. You go here, you shoot these people, come back. It's a lot less complicated.
Now, are you going to try to play them in order, or are you just going to like, all right, I'm playing 3 right now until I get bored, then I'll switch to a different one?
No, actually, I'm going to play them in order. I was surprised, I guess, how quick you can get through 3, because I got to the second island in like 3 hours on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it took me forever to do that back in the day. Maybe it was because I was too busy driving around the city and causing chaos.
Maybe that's what. So then 3 is in New York, right? If I remember, Liberty City,
and then Vice City is
Miami.
Vice City, Miami, and then 3 is San Andreas, which is San Andreas. It's Los Santos, San Fierro, and Las Venturas. That's what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's I'm really excited to get to San Andreas though, because I remember that being like a big deal back in the day.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's just especially during the holidays, because I feel like for me, that's when everyone was playing San Andreas, was when like my family was in Ohio. And I remember like my older cousins playing it. And we shouldn't have watched playing it because we were like 7 and 5, me and my brother. And I was like, oh, well, can we play a jetpack, but not like do the hot coffee thing? The hot coffee thing apparently is in it, too, by the way.
Yeah, I experienced that too with my daughter, because I was listening to Chatterbox, which is like the best station on Grand Theft Auto 3. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Especially being in radio and seeing how many inside radio jokes they're doing there now. Yeah. It's like really, really funny. But some of the guests, I'm like, oh, let me switch to music now because she can't hear that.
You're more appropriate now. Awesome. Anything you've been watching this weekend too?
Have I watched anything? No, I don't think I watched anything. Try to watch Shang-Chi, but I fell asleep because, you know, when Friday is what you do after 10:30, you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. This is hard.
After 8 o'clock, really, as a radio person in the morning. Yep.
Yeah. So we watched like the first 10 minutes of it in the IMAX format, which it actually is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a larger TV, the IMAX format is definitely going to be, reap the benefits of that. It's really, really cool. Yes. But other than that, I haven't watched anything else. What about you?
We watched Shang-Chi too. Maura watched it for the first time. We watched, obviously, the IMAX thing. It's really dope. A lot of the films, like, aren't necessarily meant for IMAX. You know what films are meant for IMAX, which one aren't? Because you can kind of see what takes up the whole screen and what doesn't. Shang-Chi, I don't think it was made for IMAX, but just cool just to get when they have the big battles of it to see everything. Maura saw it for the first time. She loved it. She had it on her personal rankings, because I know we've talked about that on the podcast when Kev was out. She ranked it on her ranking. She ranked it 12th out of all the MCU movies she's seen. She hasn't seen Eternals yet. So right below Iron Man and the first Guardians for her. So that's pretty much where we ranked it too.
Oh, look at her having her own. Did she have her own letterbox too?
Yes. Well, it's on my letterbox, but it's her own list, and she only gets to look at it when I'm like, all right, once it's in, you can't change it. It's final. It's how the rule. Dumb the rules.
I gotta get my letterbox going. I gotta sign up for that.
It's fun. We've been rewatching the Harry Potter movies too, and like it's fun. I feel personally like, oh, someone's gonna like, because letterbox is weird because like it's personal, but also if you share it with other people, they can see it. It's weird, like not social media, but not social media. And I've been ranking the Harry Potter movies, like, oh, someone's gonna judge me because everyone's like, oh, Prisoner of Azkaban is the best one.
That's what I say. What I say is it's my favorite. Kind of like how I say with Star Wars. I know Empire's the best, but A New Hope is my favorite.
I could say A New Hope is the best and my favorite, but that's a different story. Watch that. Disney Plus Day, watch the Boba Fett documentary. If you haven't watched that, it's actually pretty good. It's only 30 minutes. And still trying to battling over that sickness. Hopefully it's at the end of its course since last Thursday. But it was really dope. It was a cool little introspective of all the actors that have played Boba Fett slash technically Jango Fett. It was cool. We got young Boba Fett to the kid who played young Boba Fett now as an adult, voiced him in the Clone Wars. Temuera Morrison and Jeremy Bullock, the original actor that played slash voiced them, I think. So it was really cool. It was in and out documentary. So you weren't like, oh, this is boring, I fall asleep. And speaking of Boba Fett, I am proud to say I'm now the proud owner, didn't know this existed, a Boba Fett action figure that his head pops off and is magnetically removable. So literally, I just have, it's perfect from Attack of the Clones. Or it's Jango Fett, sorry, not Boba Fett, my bad.
Poor Jango. When you saw Mace Windu flying at you like that, you can be like, you know what? I don't want any of this. He's over there. He's up there. Go get him.
Yeah, but so Moore and I, she went thrifting, and I went with her. And then she went with me to Tossie Station, which is this collectible store near me. They have a butt ton of Star Wars stuff. And I saw this. I was like, dude, this I have never seen before. And it is so dope just because its head's removable.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. Is it made by like Hasbro or somebody?
Yeah, it's made by Hasbro. It's in like when the Attack of the Clones toys came out. It was in that line. But like I never knew about it. And I maybe, who knows why, but like it maybe came out after the movie. Maybe that's why. When people had moved on, you know, me not being a kid then, not knowing about, like, all right, we moved on past the movie. I don't need any more toys. Maybe my parents were like, we're not buying you any more Star Wars toys. They forgot about it. But, man, it is dope, and I am proud to say I own it now.
It is real and it's spectacular.
And I just have a little mini Jango Fett head everywhere I go now. So it's cute. It's beautiful.
You should, like, put that somewhere on your person.
Oh, and his visor goes down. That's dope. Okay. All right, I see you. All right.
Oh, poor Jango.
Poor Jango. But yeah, that's what we've been watching, been playing, been doing. Let us know what you've been watching and doing and playing or whatever at @infinite_pods. But now, Kevin, that we've gone through that, it's time for the news.
It's time for the news. Hashtag justice for Jango.
Justice for Jango. First things first, we're going to sort of follow up right before we get into Disney Plus Day stuff is a follow up on Spider-Man coming to Marvel's Avengers. Because we kind of teased it, said we were going to wait on it. But now we know he's officially coming November 3rd. It's going to be a college-aged Peter Parker. And we know the suits that are coming. And so far, no MCU suits as of right now.
As of right now. But you know they're on the horizon.
Yeah.
They're on the horizon. What did you think of the reveal?
It was all right. I mean, obviously, I'm biased because I have an Xbox and won't be able to even play as them. So I'm like, all right, cool. I get to look at this and not get to experience it. It is interesting. They haven't really shown a lot of gameplay as of this podcast recording, and it comes out next week as of this podcast recording too. Actually, 2 weeks. Yeah. Wow. That seems so far away. But yeah, it's interesting. I do think it's going to be a weird scenario where it's going to be. They've kind of identified that it's not going to be like Black Panther, where it was actually like story and cutscenes in between everything, but it's going to be like sort of those side missions that come up and like, all right, cool, play as Spider-Man in that and unlock his costumes. And that's really it.
Yeah, that's what I gathered too. It'll be interesting just to see him interact with the rest of the characters, because the game itself is maybe lackluster, but the characters and like voice acting is really good. So I'm interested in seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a college age Peter Parker, seeing him interact with Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to. Because when War from Wakanda came out, it drove people back to the game. I don't think it's going to be that kind of event for people, especially because it's only on one system.
I think it is. It's because you put Spider-Man in something that, I mean, this, like we said, Spider-Man and Batman, the two most popular superheroes for each respective brand. You're going to have people drive back, but you're going to have a lot of people November 30th be like, oh, I can't play it, who like didn't pay attention and weren't paying attention the past like 3 months or whatever. I think it's going to be a quick in and out and not like, all right, we're here for a month. It's like, all right, I played it for the weekend and I'm done.
And exactly. Mm-hmm. I got four outfits. I'm good. I'm good on unless they do something else new. But I don't think they because their war table is on the 30th, I believe.
Yeah. So it's the 29th is the war table. So the day before it comes out, or maybe it is the 30th, if you're right. It's interesting because they have sort of a timeline thing, which, you know, people were giving him flack for earlier. Oh, Boba Fett fell down. He lost his head. He's not aerodynamic anymore. Is that they didn't have a timeline up until like 6 months ago, really. Yeah. Which sucks for a game that came out last year as of this pandemic. And people are thinking, if Spider-Man doesn't do well, then the game's over. It's its final straw in the hat or whatever.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I wanted to go announce anything else besides Spider-Man.
I don't know. I don't think
so. Because like, we were talking when before the game came out, right after the game came out, the easiest thing they could do is have, like, as far as like an expansion, is do an Ultron thing because it's there already in the game and it's already hinted.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing, like, if they were to do that, like, we'd have to wait until like March at the earliest to get that.
Yeah.
As far as we know, it doesn't sound like they're working on that type of stuff. And if it's like a big expansion, like how Black Panther sort of was, we're also getting a raid for Black Panther, which probably should have came out in August when that came out.
Yeah.
Is going to be a while. And I think by then people are like, all right, I'm good. Like Guardians has come out already. Midnight Suns is going to come out eventually. Like, I don't need to play Avengers anymore.
Exactly. And then another thing they could have did is just take it to Asgard, something like that. But
they
seem committed just to be like, no, let's just wait a whole year for the game and then release War for Wakanda, even though it was probably ready 6 months before that.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you got to think, look at this game. Wakanda took forever because it was a different environment, did it for everything. Spider-Man's a little easier because back to New York, so they can use the same environments. They're doing it in Asgard. Whoa, that's going to take just as long.
Which is why I wish they would just release characters just for GP, but at this point, just make money off of that. Here's Falcon. Here's Vision.
Uh-huh.
Here's Captain Marvel. Here's War Machine. Just release characters and have people just go ham on different character matchups.
Yeah.
You know, but it was nice while it lasted.
But yeah, so that's happening. So if you got PlayStation 4 or 5, somehow you got a 5, you can play that November 30th. But Kevin.
Oh, did you hear about the PlayStation 5 production?
Well, go ahead. Tell me about it.
I think whatever they were going to try to make, I think 50 million consoles, something like that.
Uh-huh.
They reduced it by half. So it's going to be even harder to get one next year.
For this year or next year?
For next year.
Oh.
As hard as it was to get one this year, it's going to be even harder next year to get one because they're reducing production capabilities.
Well, so funny enough, the Black Friday deals are already leaking. The true Black Friday deals. You know, we've had a lot of brands are doing like the month-long things or whatever. But yeah. On actual Black Friday, it seems that at least Walmart for sure is going to have PlayStation 5s. I believe it's online, if I'm sure. And if you have that Walmart Plus thing, you get 4 hours early access. You can't do the trial. You have to actually pay for it. That's the little, like, see the terms and conditions thing. So just be ready for Black, if you're doing Black Friday this year, to be hell on earth. And
if I wasn't going to see a certain mouse next month, I would definitely be trying to get that.
Brother John is like convinced he has to work on Thanksgiving. So he's like, all right after Thanksgiving, I'm just going to get in line. Cause he's stuck in Richmond. I was like, you do you, boo. If you want that PS5, go ahead.
I don't blame him. I mean, he should use some of his news clout to kind of get in there early and, like, I'm doing interviews.
Hey,
oh, is that PS5?
I want to interview the targeted place. Well, I'm here. Hey, let me interview about the process of buying a PS5 right now.
John Hoodie, whatever news fridge I work for. Is that a PS5? Can I hold it?
Can I hold it and then gone. Then he gets mugged in the back because he can't get out of the parking lot.
It was all a ruse. He went to school for 5 years just to get a PS5.
All this planning. He knew. So you just be ready for that. And that's going to be even greater next year. I mean, I hope by next year. I mean, it's still not going to be easy, like you said. But, you know, enough people have had a PS5 by now. Let us common folks that haven't gotten one yet get one now.
I'm getting to the point where now if I really want to have, if I have the financial means to get one and the resale isn't dumb, I might just pull the trigger.
Well, you know what's so funny is talking about, like, people are like, oh, they're doing the PS4 versions of everything. That's dumb. They shouldn't do it. But I'm like, bro, that was the smartest thing of them keeping going the PS4 versions of games. Because they didn't. People be sitting on these games not playing them.
Yeah, besides, like, the multi-platform games, I wouldn't be surprised if God of War is on PS4 at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that, yeah. I mean, Horizon Forbidden West. I mean, luckily, yeah. Miles Morales was on PS4. You know, say what you will about the graphics and stuff when we talked about it, but it was playable, at least.
Even Gotham Knights next year. Is Halo Infinite on Xbox One or just Xbox One X?
Oh, yeah. It's just Xbox. You know how we talked about a couple weeks ago that if you have the Series X, it's really just a data pack of just high-res textures and everything? Yeah.
Cool. That's cool because, like you said, it's going to be hard to get these systems for the next. We'll be talking about the next generation by the time it's easy to get these systems.
That'd be fun. But, Kevin, something that you'll be able to play in December is going to be Boba Fett and Fortnite, because Boba Fett is going to be the big next crossover with Fortnite starting in December for the Book of Boba Fett. He's going to be like a boss / side character in the game, and you obviously would assume you either get him or Fennec Shand as a couple avatars for the game, too.
Here's my prediction about Fortnite. So we got that announcement 2 weeks ago that Facebook is now, apparently it's called the Metaverse or something like that.
Yes.
And he wants to do a whole virtual interface social networking than just on air posting. Eventually, that company is going to buy Fortnite. And it's basically going to be the Oasis.
Well, that's it. They'd have to buy Epic Games. So that's the thing. They can't just buy Fortnite. They got to buy all of Epic Games.
What's Epic Games net worth? I want to see that because I'm pretty sure.
Well, you look that up. I mean, I think this is pretty dope. We've had pretty much a lot of Star Wars characters as playable skins in the game. I think Boba Fett is the one skin a lot of people want. I mean, I would pay for that because, I mean, why not play as Boba Fett in a game? We didn't get Star Wars 13. Rest in peace. This is the closest we'll get to it.
Ugh, I'm so mad about that. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
One day, we will not get that game ever again. But yeah, it's pretty dope. I think Fortnite always does the holidays great because I think the past couple years they've done the Fortnite Christmas where you sign in every day. You get like a present, which is an unlockable item or something they've had in the past year or so. I know like one of the days was like, it was funny. It was a Millennium shaped box. You're like, oh, that's got to be the Millennium Falcon. It was the Millennium Falcon like paraglider thing from the Star Wars event earlier in the year. I was like, ah, it's dope. I wanted that. So
Epic Games net worth is, and this is not financial information. This is me Googling stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's not actual information. I'm just doing nerd math. Epic Games net worth is $28.7 billion. Okay.
All right.
Facebook's net worth is $128.29 billion. So they could totally just absorb that. Just like, here you go. Over here is where you do your Fortnite, and over here where you take your metaverse and go visit your grandma. And then over here, then they own Oculus too. So it's all together.
It's all together. We'll have to see if that ever comes to happen in the next year or so. I wouldn't expect.
You're gonna hear first.
But something we'll also have to see coming in the next year or so is all the announcements that happened on Disney Plus Day. We're going to break down everything that happened, got announced on Disney Plus Day, pretty much buy everything that got announced. So look at @infinite_pods, everything really as your cheat sheet for that. But a ton of announcements, but also a little bit of a disappointment if you were a Star Wars fan.
Yeah. We just have to keep, got to be strong, man. It's coming. Just got to be strong.
So pretty much things kicked off with Ice Age movie directed Disney Plus, which was like, okay, no one really wants that. We had some hidden, some good things before, you know, we got to the goodness of Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah. For me, the cool thing was the announcement of not the announcement, like a trailer or anything, but they showed that, I think it's at 2022 that we're going to get the Tiana series and the Zootopia series. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah. So Zootopia Plus was that series, which we all assumed was going to be like a sort of just like, all right, this is the fashion channel or whatever in this universe. And then the Tiana series, I think, was like a sequel series, sort of, right?
Yeah, basically her life as a queen of whatever that country that guy was
Maldonia.
From. Maldonia. Yeah.
There you go.
Good job.
I found it. And I think that's dope because I think like us growing up as kids, we had those series that were like, all right, the sort of the direct follow-up series that aren't voiced by the cast, but I think in this scenario it will be because, you know, they can pay them now. And it's like, oh, it's canon, but not really canon, sort of.
That I think the voice actor scale pales in comparison to the actor scale. Probably not as much.
Yeah. But we also got announced, we're talking about sort of the quick things before we get in the nitty gritty of things. Baymax, an original series, which is fun. Follow-up cool. on Baymax, sort of like the Tiana thing. Cheaper by the Dozen, starring Zach Braff and Gabrielle Union, March 2022. That's okay. I like the Steve Martin one, so hopefully it's better than that one. I don't know.
Didn't that one have Tom Welling in it, too? From Smallville?
It did, right when he was in Smallville. And it had Hilary Duff, I think.
Wow, that's crazy. Why do I remember that? That's crazy.
And yeah, it was a time. Enchanted, officially now on Disney Plus. Disenchanted, the sequel, coming out fall 2022. Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey. That's dope. I know a lot of people are fans of Enchanted, and it's finally here now, so you can enjoy it.
I've only seen it once or twice, but it was pretty funny. Pretty good.
It's a good time. Then you got Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It looks like a movie. It's coming Disney Plus December 3rd. There's also a series called Roderick Rules coming Disney Plus in the near future. If you like Wimpy Kid, go ahead. It's this generation's Captain Underpants.
Did you read those books when you were younger?
Wimpy Kids or Underpants?
Wimpy Kids.
Nah, bro. I was like 15 when Wimpy Kid came out, I think.
Well, you know, I was still playing with toys when I was a certain age. I was
still
curious.
Playing with toys, but you know,
you be quiet.
But then we got announced the Beatles Get Back, aka the documentary your dad's gonna want to watch. first part comes out November 25th. It looks all right. Like, it's a cool thing of they have all this footage from when the Beatles were recording one of their albums. I don't remember which one.
The White Album?
The White Album, maybe, yeah. And it's just like they found it and can actually like present it. It's dope. I mean, it's a cool thing to watch through dad, probably. That's really what it is.
I got to find out the reason why they name albums Colors. There got to be a reason behind that.
Yeah, I mean, the whole story.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, it's funny is if you haven't seen the movie Yesterday, which is the one movie where, like, I watched part of it when I was in a hotel where everyone forgot who the Beatles were. So this artist remembers it. It's actually pretty good. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, we all want these names for the album. And they make fun of, like, those are dumbass names. Why would you name it? But, you know, the Beatles were in its time. They could do whatever they wanted to.
And the funny thing about that, at the end of that movie, they realized that nobody in that universe has heard about Harry Potter either. So I was like, that's hilarious. Yes.
So then you got Pinocchio, a live action version of it. We knew it was coming. Starring Tom Hanks, Cynthia Erivo, who's also going to be in Wicked, Luke Evans, and the voices of Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, who you assume is going to be Pinocchio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Keegan-Michael Key, and Lorraine Bracco. Directed by Robert Zemeckis, coming fall 2022 to Disney Plus as well.
So that's right. Disney Plus is not going to theaters at all.
Yeah, which is interesting. It is interesting because I think Disney Plus is the one, you know, HBO Max is like, all right, F it. We're back to go to the theaters if you want to see these new movies for HBO Warner Brothers related movies. Disney's kind of like, all right, we're really only going to put Marvel and Star Wars out, really, and maybe the Rock movies.
Interesting, too, because their last two live action remakes of animated shows did $1 billion, Aladdin and Lion King. So that's why it's interesting to me, too.
Well, then you had Mulan, which kind of got...
Yeah, Mulan. They kind of got lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce of the pandemic, because that was like the first casualty of it.
That was actually the last premiere they had before the pandemic started. That was like the last one.
We were actually supposed to go to the premiere, the screener of it, and it got canceled right when pandemic happened.
Yeah, crazy times.
But I mean, it's got Tom Hanks in it, so you know it's going to be good. So people will watch it.
There you go.
Then Kev, probably the hypest thing for any child of the 90s who loves Halloween, Hocus Pocus 2 got the first image of the Sanderson sisters coming fall 2022. They look old. All three of them look old. I mean, not gonna lie. It's dope and it's hype that they're the costumes, but man, time. I don't know if that's point of the movie, but in this picture, I'm like, oh man, all three of them are old.
Time makes fools of us all.
But yeah, I'm hyped for that. We kind of talked about during the Halloween bracket last month. Can it top the first one? Probably not. Could it ruin the first one? Maybe.
It'll be kind of like, I think, Coming to America 2. Like, that's cool. I don't need to watch that again.
Yeah. As long as it's better than a Zoolander 2. It's like, I don't need this at all. Why does it have? Or Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2 had one good scene, and that was it.
Yeah, it was
the fight scene.
It was the fight, and that was it. And speaking of fight scene, who was in that fight scene? Will Smith. I know we're not going to really talk about the Nat Geo stuff, but I thought it was dope. He's getting a Nat Geo series December 8th called Welcome to Earth.
I think that was cool because I'm wondering if that's a play on his Independence Day line.
For sure.
When he punched alien. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No doubt.
Welcome to Earth. Pop.
Then Kevin, we got Sneakerella. Which is, it didn't look that good at all, but it's the sneaker version of Cinderella coming out February 18th.
Cool poster. Real cool poster.
I don't know if it's going to be good or not. So, and I don't think it's for the sneaker culture, but I don't think the sneaker culture is going to really respect it.
We'll see. I could imagine some tweens or preteens liking that more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Like your 10, 11, 12 year olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like a DCOM in an era post-DCOM.
But you know what? DCOMs weren't for the adults either back then either. So we got to think about that too.
There you go. But Kevin, I was excited for this. I'm interested to see if you are or not, and if you even watched it back in the day. The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, officially coming out February 2022.
I wasn't a big fan of The Proud Family because the animation style kind of freaked me out. It was very jumpy.
Uh-huh.
But song slaps, so I want to hear the song again.
It looks like most of the cast is back. Interesting. I think Orlando Brown is the one exception, I think, that might not be back because he had some legal troubles and stuff. So
apparently he's sober now, though, so that's cool. So
we'll find out. I think it's dope. I mean it's us kids of the 90s and late 80s, we get to see a show get more better animation, more budget, that was kind of ahead of its time.
That show was ahead of the time because it was also, if you think about it, at that time, there wasn't a lot of black-centric cartoons on TV.
Yeah. And I think it was like early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, and even at that point on Disney, I don't think there was a lot of animation in general on.
Yeah, really, I think,
for,
I mean,
for like, Yeah.
It was all the live action shows. You know, we had That's So Raven, and then you had like Sweet Life.
Exactly.
Hannah Montana, all that stuff. That was that era of Disney.
All the animation back then was all for like kids, not, you know,
Disney
older
Junior.
Kids.
Disney Junior.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can't be Roly Poly Oly. Come on, man. Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, Bear in the Big Blue House. Oh, that was great.
But Kevin, this had to be hyped. High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 3. Don't sleep on it. It's going to do Frozen next season, 2022. Because pretty much it had a snowflake and it said, love is an open door. And if you know Frozen, you know that's the song. So I'm excited. And cool. I want them to do Hamilton still, but I don't think they will.
Hamilton, Schmamilton, Smamilton, Tamilton. That's my Hamilton.
Yeah?
I guess. A synopsis. That's
You've seen Hamilton once. You know. You know.
I've seen. I still haven't seen the second part.
You're still in the intermission, you know? Never came back for the intermission.
It's been a year and a few months.
It's like if you went to the actual play version, like, hey, I have a ticket. I never came back for the second part. Can I come back for this part?
Actually, a few of our friends, I think Scott Lester and Josh Markovitz went to see it in New York.
Yeah, a lot of people have seen it now just because it travels. I mean, but it's not the same. You ain't got him. We've seen it now with the actual version of Lin-Manuel Miranda, as intended.
As God intended.
As God intended. But yeah, and then, Kevin, we got The Spiderwick Chronicles is coming to Disney Plus in the near future. I thought it was dope. I actually read, I think, at least the first book of this series. It's a pretty cool series.
And that was a movie back in the day. Was it? Did Disney do it? Or was it another company?
I don't know if Disney did it, but it wasn't like that. It came out in an era where like they're making every young adult book. It was pre like Hunger Games. It was like young adult books. I think
it was 2008.
Yeah, I think it came out the same time Bridge of the Terabithia came out.
I remember Bridge of the Terabithia. That was like, no, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking it was Thor. So Thor was like Jumanji in space.
Yeah, but it came out like the same time as those came out. But I think it'd be cool to make it a series. It'll be interesting to see if it goes more the Artemis Fowl route, which not a lot of people liked, or if it'll actually go the route we want it to be, like Percy Jackson.
Oh, Paramount did it last time. Paramount Nickelodeon did it last time.
Oh, now Disney's got its hands on it. We'll see what happens, just like the Power Rangers.
Oh, don't tempt me.
On that Disney-Nickelodeon battle?
That and the way Power Rangers ended, teasing Tommy and never get to see who was going to play Tommy, whether it was a boy or a girl. They met.
There you go. But something that was dope, I liked it, is Warwick Davis and the cast of Willow. Series is supposed to start streaming in 2022. We've met the cast. Tony Ravalori, aka he plays Flash in the Spider-Man current movies, No Way Home, Far From Home, all that stuff. Aaron Kellyman, who you know as from Solo and the bad girl from Captain in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, who is the villain. She's in the series as well. So I thought it was cool. If you like Willow, it's a Lucasfilm property that's kind of a deep cut. But you know what? Hey, we're getting more of it.
My sister is very excited for Willow. But I was like, oh, cool. That's that thing you take me watch all the time when I was a kid.
Did you like it? What was it about?
I don't know. I don't know because she made me watch it. And the way my brain works, the more you force me to watch things, the more I shut down. Like, I won't watch Willow now. I can't stand the color purple. Because I was just forced to watch it so many times. Like, this movie may have a good message. I don't care. I'm not watching it. But that's just me.
Yeah, okay. And then for Pixar, we got Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy returning for Lightning and Mater in the original series Cars on the Road, starting streaming in 2022. That's cool. We really liked the Cars Land when we went there pre-E3.
Very immersive.
Yeah, very immersive. We love that Mater ride. We just swing around everything.
They had the same ride in, you've been there, in Hollywood Studios, but it's Toy Story.
Yes, it's the alien one.
Yeah. Same concept.
Flying saucers. Yeah, pretty much. And then sort of, it's weird. We kind of got a Star Wars thing, sort of, which is kind of weird. Do you want to talk about it now or want to wait a little bit? Let's get through all the other stuff before we talk about the Star Wars.
Yeah.
All
right, That's cool.
Pixar continued. We got Win or Lose. It's an original series coming out 2023. So we got a while on that. It looks cool. It's going to be like a perspective on this baseball championship team trying to win the tournament. Each episode is a different person's perspective. Could be different animation styles. So that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I used to read a lot of baseball books as a kid. It kind of gave me that feel.
And then the last thing, Zootopia Plus, and then Tiana, which we already talked about. So now we can go to the big news. Kevin, let's talk about the Star Wars thing that got announced.
Well, the one thing got leaked the day before.
Yes. Talk about that. And that's pretty much the Star Wars thing that got announced.
Yeah, there was like pretty much a leak. I think Disney leaked it because they wanted to get your hopes down personally. But basically kind of like behind the scenes footage of Ewan McGregor and Chloe Zhao, that her name?
No, Deborah Chow.
Deborah Chow. Yeah. I'm sorry, because Chloe Zhao was Eternals. And yeah, I'm not good. Trying to confuse them. But it's kind of behind the scenes of them filming Obi-Wan, some concept art, showed them lightsaber training, which was pretty cool. But that was it. There wasn't a trailer. There wasn't a release date, hard date. It was just like, 2022, which we already knew. But yeah, that was like all the Star Wars news we got. We didn't really get much else.
And it was a trend we'll talk about in Marvel too. But it got leaked on Thursday. A lot of people got DMCA'd takedown. A lot of accounts got like temporary/permanently banned for leaking or reposted trailer. Luckily we didn't. So we got covered there. And yeah, it was kind of disappointing. We didn't really get a trailer with it at all. And the weird thing was Disney Plus tweeted out the link. They're like, all right, watch the actual thing on Disney Plus instead of just tweeting the video out.
Yeah. The one interesting thing that we did get in the whole thing was there was a concept of Darth Vader. So apparently he's in it.
Yeah. And then they confirmed Hayden Christensen returning as Darth Vader. 100% confirmed now. And so we kind of like based it on rumors and Hollywood Reporter stuff. Now it's 100% confirmed.
So that was cool. But again, no trailer. I think the reason they didn't want to get a trailer out now is because they don't want you to focus on anything but Book of Boba right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good move.
Yeah. And do you think, I mean, we'll talk about this probably when we get closer to Book of Boba Fett, but I suspect when it's done, we get I would say something for Mandalorian makes sense, but whatever the next project is, we get a trailer for that and Boba Fett teases Mandalorian most likely.
I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get the Obi-Wan trailer till the Super Bowl.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Because I feel like that's the thing.
Or maybe at earliest, the Christmas NBA games on ABC.
That would make sense. Now, here's the thing. Like, Star Wars in general, this is all we got for Star Wars. We didn't get anything else. We didn't get a Rebels follow-up series. We didn't get Andor, Ahsoka, Mandalorian, Bad Batch Season 2, nothing. We got the logos of Andor and Bad Batch Season 2, but we didn't get anything else about it. And Star Wars fans were depressed on Disney Plus Day.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars fans are pretty much a sad sack of people anyway at this point. Well, you and me aren't, but, the gatekeeping ones are.
Yes. So it kind of sucked. Disney Plus Day was a little overhyped, I think. A little bit, especially for a Star Wars fan. But you know what? Eventually, we're going to get all those series eventually at some point. And you would assume Star Wars Celebration. It sucks that's in August. That's where we're going to get all that stuff, probably.
And you know what? I just thought about it now in this moment, actually. When they announced Disney Plus Day, we immediately thought Marvel and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But that's not Disney Plus. That's just Marvel and Star Wars.
They announced a lot more stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. They announced a lot of things with Disney Plus, just not the stuff we wanted. But they kept true to their word. It's Disney Plus. It's not the Marvel app or the Star Wars app.
Yeah. And then the Marvel stuff came in. Good segue, Kevin. Great job. Obviously, they had another video you had to watch on Disney Plus to see. It was a 14-minute video. 7 minutes of it was recapping the series we had watched this past year. The other 7 minutes was really a minute on each new series coming out. Kevin, I have to go blow my nose, so kick it off with Moon Knight.
Yeah, we got, I guess it wasn't even a trailer. It was more like a teaser images. It was Oscar Isaac hearing voices, which is great because in the comic books, I think Mark Spector is one of his names. He has dissociative identity syndrome, so he actually doesn't hear voices. He can be three or four different people at any time. Mm-hmm. Didn't see any action, but it definitely set the tone of the series as very, very gloomy. I can't wait for it. I think Oscar Isaac's going to do a great job. I think seeing him in Dune kind of made me more excited because he's kind of a darker character in Dune as well.
Yeah, and I think there were two different types of voices he was doing too in the minute snippet we got of him.
I think one had an accent, one was kind of stuttery too, mm-hmm. but he definitely was doing more than one character.
Yeah.
Didn't give a date on it, just showed us coming soon.
Yeah, we didn't get a date on any of the Marvel things really, so we're just going to say that right now.
Yeah, and apparently we get to this soon. Apparently Ms. Marvel was moving dates, not when it said it was going to come out. It's going to later dates. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. And then we got She-Hulk, which is dope. We actually got our first look on that because we haven't really seen anything at all. No leaks, nothing about it. There's a fun like sort of 90s parody commercial. It's the first instance of her of a character saying, "You won't like it when I'm angry" in the MCU.
Yeah.
She says it.
No, I'm saying yes.
Tatiana Maslany is the first appearance in the MCU as She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters, right?
Yes.
And yeah, we saw her extremities, I guess, in Hulk pattern. We saw Smart Hulk and also Bruce Banner. Interesting conundrum where it takes place, slash, did Banner sort of, is he done with Smart Hulk, which is something with Shang-Chi as well, trying to piece things together. So just a little connection there.
I think She-Hulk will kind of piece that puzzle together very nicely.
Yes.
I think.
Very nicely. We hope. We hope. And then, Kevin, what was the next thing we're looking at got announced?
Next thing that got announced here, I'm here scrolling here. That's funny. I said that kind of. They announced that they're doing pretty much, I guess, more episodes to the 90s X-Men series.
Yes. It's going to be called X-Men 97, essentially.
This is very surprising. Because now I'm wondering, my whole gripe with that show back in the day was that it never ended. You never, every episode was like a 10-part series, but it's like, I'm 8 with a 5-second attention span. I need beginning and end. So I'm interested to see if they actually kind of string this out more in a serialized contraption than just kind of just throwing things up for ads like they used to back in the day on Fox Kids.
Well, I just love that they announced it through the Wolverine meme. I was like, all right, that's a funny joke. Like, we didn't get any. This wasn't in the special that a trailer was kind of its own thing. But it was really cool. It's going to be called X-Men 97. Most of the returning cast is coming. And I did like this, that some of the actors are actually standing down. I know the actress who played Jubilee in the past, she's standing down because she wants an Asian-American to voice Jubilee, which Jubilee actually is. So it's cool we're getting better representation in a show that came out in the 90s.
Yeah, because, I mean, back in the day, I don't know who any of those voice actors were, honestly. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I just assumed Stephen Blum voices Wolverine, but I don't think he voiced Wolverine back then.
I mean, how old would he have been? I guess he could have been old enough to do it. He was an adult, right?
He could have. You're right. You're right.
Also, after that, can we talk about some more of the surprising announcements?
We'll get to that. Okay. What If season 2 officially happening? Yes. We knew that was coming. We'll talk about the ones we knew about already. Really no date on that. I mean, we kind of know what's happening. We think that Gamora episode is going to be part of that season, which we talked about.
Definitely.
And then Ms. Marvel, like Kevin said, summer 2022 is this official date. Got pushed back. A lot of people are thinking it's because the powers and how they kind of are trying to base her powers on like a Green Lantern type thing and not as a stretchy in humans.
I think it's either that or it's also maybe something in the movie is going to describe what happened with her to get powers.
Maybe.
There's a certain multiverse of madness coming.
yes. But then now, Kevin, let's talk about that new that we didn't really know about going in.
So first, let's talk about Echo.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
What is Echo?
Echo is already. Do you not know about anything at all?
Oh, well, I was playing coy for the audience.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, okay.
I wanted you to explain. I know you're excited about it.
So Echo is. I'm sort of budgering from everything I sort of interpreted from this past week of it. Is going to be a spinoff of Hawkeye. We're going to get introduced to her in Hawkeye. She is the daughter of Kingpin, and she also sort of is in the Elektra Daredevil comics continuity. Thus, we're assuming this is where Charlie Cox's Daredevil might pop back up fully in the MCU.
And maybe even Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin.
Exactly. That too. And the rumor is the Morbius of Hawkeye right now is that Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin's going to pop up.
So that one's very surprising. I think that's going to want to. This might be the WandaVision effect where I didn't know I wanted this, but this is amazing.
Yeah. Echo is the adoptive daughter. I'm looking up on Wikipedia now of Kingpin. One of the very few death comic characters. Now we got Makari too, so that's pretty dope. And she is a Native American, which is really dope for representation wise. Her Echo guise includes a white handprint that covers most of her face. And Maya Lopez is set to play her in Hawkeye. So we're actually going to see her in Hawkeye too.
Wow. So, and like you said, that's pretty quick. It's going to be pretty cool. You can see another deaf character to get representation. Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of cool if eventually her and Makari meet and we have like a full scene of just sign language. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool. Another surprise, the I Am Groot series.
Yeah, so we kind of knew about this one, but now it's like officially confirmed. It's going to be the animated Disney Plus series. I mean, Groot's already animated, so it won't look too different. Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to kind of lead into the Guardians highlight special like next year too.
Yeah.
And then my last surprise. Was it my last surprise? No, two. I got two more. The Marvel Zombies series.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so it was funny because we were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, oh, wait a sec. It's animated. That What If was setting up teases of things to come in the MCU. It got a spinoff, Marvel Zombies.
So that's pretty cool because that show ended with they're going to Wakanda and then Thanos is already zombified with the gauntlet, which is terrifying.
So yeah, so it's either going to take place in that or it's going to sort of like, all right, this is how it fully really started, you know, kind of going from Ant-Man and all that and then setting up, getting all those stories in between.
Then my last surprise, one I'm really excited about, is Spider-Man freshman year. Mm. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, so this is the interesting thing. So this is going to be an animated series. We're getting an animated Spider-Man series set in the MCU. That's the interesting thing. A lot of things are Marvel Studios. Debatable what's in the MCU, what's kind of not. Yeah. You know, Marvel Zombies obviously probably isn't. Spider-Man freshman year, you would assume is because history is Tom Holland, Spider-Man. In Homecoming, he's a sophomore. So obviously this is a prequel. Interesting tidbit. Not sure who's voicing Spider-Man in this. And we might get Uncle Ben in this, finally.
Ooh, I didn't think about Uncle Ben. That's a good point.
The funny thing I've seen on TikTok is, like, Marvel sort of opening up the vault and, like, taking Uncle Ben, who's held hostage, out of the vault. Like, all right, old man, now's your time. And then they beat him up in Spider-Man.
Actually, you know what make a great Uncle Ben, I think, and it will hurt your heart to see him actually have what happened to him? Ewan McGregor.
Well, here's the thing. It's animated, so they can get anyone to voice Uncle Ben now. So, that's kind of the cop-out, too, is that it's animated. Not a lot of people will technically watch it, but it could be like, all right, cool. Here's how Peter got his powers officially. Did he try to take a photo and a cameraman popped up? Did Tom Holland have glasses? Stuff like that. A lot of people thinking that they might have the actor who voiced Tom Holland in the Marvel Zombies episode of What If. Might be voicing
him
here.
He did a good job.
Because... this is could be after Tom Holland's contract is up. So we'll see what happens.
See what happens with that. And then I guess the last couple of announcements that we kind of knew about, Ironheart, Agatha, and Secret Invasion. We all kind of knew that those were coming, but it's kind of cool to see it officially.
Yeah, so Ironheart is Riri Williams, right?
Yes.
Separate from Armor Wars. We know Armor Wars, they're two different shows. So
yeah,
we got to get to Armor Wars first, I think, and then Ironheart will be the spinoff of that. Agatha House of Harkness, which we kind of talked about like last month. Excited. I think that'll sort of be how Agatha got into WandaVision. And then Secret Invasion. We saw a first look of Nick Fury being bearded and hairy. And it's interesting to see, is that going to be the real Nick Fury? Who is the real Nick Fury? Or have we not known him in this entire time?
I'm Nick Fury. Yes, I'm the real Fury. All the other Furies are just Nick Furies.
And yeah, it was pretty dope. Like Marvel fans, like I kind of felt a little bit. I was like, man, there's a lot to watch. And like, I don't know how often they're going to be putting this out, but at least it gives us something to talk about for this podcast. And I'm like, all right, I don't know if Moore is going to watch all this stuff because this could be the dividing. And it truly is like, I feel like we're at a dividing point of MCU fans of like, all right, Endgame's done. You know, this last Spider-Man's coming out. Are you going to keep going? Or this is the passing of the torch now.
Yeah, 100% right. I'll keep going because, like you said, there's not really much else on TV to watch.
This is my TV now.
I mean, everything else is depressing. At least this is just kind of like cool superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I don't watch Handmaid's Tale every year. I don't look forward to that depressing mess. But I look forward to, you know, I Am Groot.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm excited. I think, obviously, Marvel, it was Marvel Day more than anything else. But, you know, Star Wars, come on, just get your due soon. But we're not done talking about Marvel, though, Kevin.
Yes, because we haven't talked about Hawkeye yet, actually. The Hawkeye, like, I guess 1 or 2 minute they released.
Yeah, it was like a 2 minute clip. It was really like a chase scene, a couple other clips in there, too. Yeah, I mean, we kind of like, all right, we're ready for Hawkeye, so just give it to us.
And I thought the way they shot it was very interesting from inside the car perspective. That was really, really cool. That was really cool. So, like I said, 2 weeks, we'll have that.
Yes, and get 2 episodes on Thanksgiving weekend. So watch it with fam instead of football.
And so far, early reviews are saying it's pretty good.
Yes, it's worth a watch. But Kevin, something that might be worth a watch is our final story of the day. We might be getting a Spider-Man trailer on Tuesday.
Are we officially restarting Spider-Watch 2021?
Spider-Watch 2021 kicks off again, baby. It's the penultimate Spider-Watch. We got this one, and the last Spider-Watch is before the movie comes out.
I don't think it'll be Tuesday. I think it'll be more Thursday.
False, Kevin. I think you're wrong, because I just realized this. Ghostbusters Afterlife comes out this week, another Sony movie, so it makes sense. Yeah. come out next month, watch the next Sony movie, Spider-Man. Here's our new trailer.
I just hope there's no new footage in this trailer. Keep us guessing. Keep us speculating. I don't want any... Oh, look, I mean, we know Doc Ock, we saw him in the trailer. We saw the sand in the poster and the pink pumpkin bombs in the last trailer. Keep it, just do that again. Just like reorganize it. I don't want anything solid.
I think they'll show us Green Goblin. I think for sure. Just because, like, all right, we got enough to show us what he looks like, what William Dafoe looks like. I have a feeling because I don't know if it's really the final trailer, if it's the second trailer, whatever you want to say in the lineup of trailers for this movie. Either they're going to show us villains or they're going to show us the Spider-Man. That's one of the things they're going to show us and then hide the other thing for the film.
I saw a tweet that said that if Willem Dafoe is in this movie and he's not acting against himself in a mirror at some point, I don't want it.
We're going to have a hell of a time, Spider-Man.
I think you're right, though. I think maybe we will see more villains. But like, I don't want to see if they are in it, I don't want to see Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire in any point in this trailer.
I just want people to berate them on the streets until this movie comes out and they're proven wrong or false this entire time.
because that moment in the Civil War trailer when we see Spider-Man go hair everyone, mm-hmm. that was so cool.
And also when it happened, we kind of forgot we don't care what else happens in this movie. Spider-Man,
exactly.
We gotta go see it.
Exactly. There's a lot more going on in that movie than people realize, but you don't care about it because the airport scene is amazing.
Give me the back half. I want Spider-Man going, "Hey guys," and doing the Star Wars reference.
I hope they just find a way to repackage the footage we've already seen in a different way. Maybe add 2 seconds of Doctor Strange doing something that maybe was first speculated is a Dark Strange or the regular Strange, but I don't want to see any new characters.
So there's this fan event that's happening. I think it's Monday night, but it's like California time. So obviously Tuesday is technically when the trailer would release publicly. And that's actually happening. That's a physical event. So we're getting a trailer this week. So you assume on Tuesday, but it makes sense, obviously, with Ghostbusters Afterlife coming out, that they want to promote this. And I mean, it's an exciting time. We're finally like now. It's like, all right, cool. Fuck the. Oh, I almost said a curse word there. The effing.
One for the show. It's okay.
Yeah, the effing. The TikTokers and Twitter theorists are like, oh, trailer's coming out today. Trailer's coming out today. Oh, it's tomorrow. Today. They eventually get one right. It's like, all right, you can quiet your comms now.
It's funny. I managed some people's Twitter. Kind of side hustle, but because of who they follow, I get these weird alerts on my phone sometimes. New Spider-Man footage leak. I'm like, no, it's not. Nothing's leaking. Nothing's been leaked. Stop
telling
people lies.
I checked Comic Book and IGN. Nothing has happened. In Collider, nothing.
If Hoodie itself has not texted me, it has not happened. that's my gauge.
If it's not in the group chat, then it is not worth it.
It's not in the group chat. It's not a thing. It's not real.
So just expect that. Obviously, we'll talk about that on Thursday's episode. Hopefully, it comes out before Thursday. So we talk about it. Watch our luck. It comes out Thursday morning when the podcast is already just released.
I may be that jerk that tries not to watch it until the movie comes out next month. I don't know.
You're gonna have to because podcast content, Kevin. So the final trailer you get a pass on, but this one depends if it has final or not in the title.
I'm pretty sure I can BS my way through like I have seen it.
Spider-Man's in it. Hayes in it. Oh yeah, there's Ned.
I still don't know if it's Doc Strange or regular Strange. He wouldn't be able to figure it out.
But yeah, we're excited for that. But question of the week this week is: what are you most excited that got announced at Disney Plus? Whether it's a Marvel series, Willow, anything in between, or Zootopia Plus or whatever. Let us know at @infinite_pods on Instagram or Twitter. DM us and then we'll shout you out on Thursday's episode when we talk about it. And shout out and give us a reason why you're excited for the series. Whether it's just representation or you're just a fan of Willow and want it to come back.
Do you think in Zootopia that humans and zoos?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Maybe Zootopia Plus is the way we find out with it.
That'd be so creepy or crazy. Kind of cool, too.
Yeah, there you go. Or, Kevin, you can go to hot995.com/Crisis Crew. Stay up to date. We'll post the Spider-Man trailer there and on the socials as soon as we can when it comes out. But anything else, Kev, before we peace on out of here?
Just hold your Spider-Man speculation until you see the movie, please. Don't get upset if you don't see them that you thought it was going to happen. Please, try to keep it a peaceful place here.
Just be excited that it's happening and that it's coming out this year, and we're not getting delayed. You know, that's all we're going to be happy for.
No delays.
But have a great week. It's the start of a new week, and hey, just get through this week. If it's painful at work, get through this one. Then you got Thanksgiving weekend where you kind of get like 2.5 days off, really. That's your enjoyment weekend.
And you can go buy a TV for $100.
Maybe. It's a small TV. Or just get that 80-inch TV for $1,000. You got the money. It's okay. We know you can save it. You live there. Anyway, my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you've officially listened to this Monday episode of What, Kev?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
X-Men 97. X-Men 97. X-Men 97.